This is On the Ground Ipsy on 89.1 WEMU, your community NPR station. And as I'm fond of saying, this is a time where we really focus on that word community, and specifically the Ypsilanti community. And we have a mission here at WEMU to serve the community that listens to us and hosts us. And we're so proud to be here on the campus of Eastern Michigan University and part of Ypsilanti. And we love partnering with organizations that want to bring more great news content into our community. And that's exactly what Concentrate Media is doing with this On the Ground Ipsy project. And I welcome in Sarah Reagan, and Sarah's an Ipsy Township person herself. She's a townie,
yep.
And so you could trust her. And well, it also gives her the perspective, though, that as a journalist in Ipsy Township, you've seen the negative media coverage of Ypsilanti,
sure,
for decades, for that matter.
Yep.
And, you know, we fight that tide as well. And we know there are problems in Ypsilanti, but we also know that there's a whole community of people working to solve those issues and to bring great experiences to the people in our community. So I'm glad we're partnering with you on this project.
Likewise.
And what is concentratemedia.com.
Yep.
Concentrate A2 on Twitter.
Right.
Concentrate Media everywhere else.
That's right.
That you are social mediaing. And of course, you could find this and links to all the great work that Sarah has done and the pictures that Doug has taken at WEMU.org. So welcome, Sarah.
Hello. Good morning.
What was the focus this week? What did you get to see?
I talked with Yen and Nick Azaro, who founded a youth social art movement, they call it, called Y-Fi, stands for Ypsilanti Fidelity, working with students at Ypsilanti Community High School, doing various kind of sort of art and social happenings around town.
Oh, cool. And Yen, you're a friend of the station. You've been on the air here several times. Nick, I think you're a kind of a newbie here, right? Is this your first time on WEMU?
I don't even know where I am right now.
All right, we're going to break in this morning. Welcome. So who wants to tell me about how was this idea inspired? Where did this come from? Yen, you want to take that one?
Sure, thank you. This came from an Ann Arbor Area Community Foundation and Engage at EMU project, which started 2 years ago. That was called In the Neighborhood.
Okay.
And at that time, we hosted a dinner at Hyperion Coffee and invited out local artists and students to talk about what their neighborhood looked like and how arts was or was not serving them in the community. And this
What did you find?
Well, we found that a lot of them were lacking, and they felt that there were holes or gaps in their neighborhood for how they could reach art or reach resources. And what came out of that was a In Our Neighborhood grant opportunity from the foundation this past winter.
Okay, so this is a grant-funded project. Now, you got a little bit of money. What was the idea? What was the pitch to get the grant?
We wrote a grant based on teaching the students performance art. So this is not two-dimensional or three-dimensional. This is four-dimensional time-based art.
Okay.
We teach the students about artists like Nick Cave, Sam Shea, and we show them that art can be experiential through time and space.
I was just going to say, it sounds like you're teaching them how to make an experience.
Yes.
So that's great. Okay. And are you underway here? You have students working on projects?
Absolutely. We've been working on it for over 4 months now, and we have produced three art happenings. This happens once a month, the last week of each month, and we meet with them weekly under the framework of Bright Futures, which is also housed out of EMU.
Okay. Are these things we can see around town or places we can go to, or how does it work? How do we experience this art the students are creating?
We put out Facebook events, and we also have a website at ipsyfidelity.com. We meet with the students, and they come up with production ideas fitting within a framework that we give them.
Okay.
We've done one at Ipsy District Library in the second floor stacks. We've done one at the Student Center, and we most recently did one in the high school parking lot.
So, Nick, you teach at the high school, right?
Right.
All right. So some of these are your students?
Some of them are, and some I know through Bright Futures.
Okay. And are these all high school age students, or what kind of age group are you pulling in?
We've got a few 12th. It's all high school, yeah. A few 12th graders, mostly freshmen and sophomores.
And what kind of ideas are they pitching you? What do they want people to experience?
We give them a few guidelines to begin with, and then pretty much anything. They're very supportive of us, considering they're trusting us. They don't know, what do you mean, performance art? What is this? So once we give them a few guidelines, the sky is the limit, you know, in terms of walking around, following people, not making any noise, mimicking them, just really creative, interesting stuff, taking them out of their comfort zones, the people a little bit out of their comfort zones to start a conversation. And for the kids to be pitching stuff like this and getting involved doing this, they've really come a long way. Very new to them. They would have never been comfortable doing anything like this.
That's what I'm going to ask you. What kind of students are you attracting to this? Are these students that are interested in performance art, or is it just kind of a wide swath? Or
no, not interested in performance art. That's the fun part. They got into it. One of the benefits the grant has allowed us is to pay the students.
So great. That's
something we wanted to make sure.
Can I just make a comment there? I just want to talk about that for just 1 second, too. People might not realize why that's important. Students, especially when you're looking at internships or projects, if you aren't able to pay them, you're going to eliminate students that have to work in order to pay bills. And even at the high school age in our community, there's a lot of students that have to work in order to supplement the income at home. At college, it's no different. So, you know, being able to pay the students is a really big deal. I just wanted to point that it is a really big deal.
So that's so as far as who we're attracting, we tell them it's paid, attract everyone. what are we doing here? We're doing performance art. You know, kind of, but then they warm up to it because it's a large group of students. If it was just a few, it would get really awkward and embarrassing. They play off of each other. Most of them are friends or became friends. It's just a really positive thing where we're all getting to know each other. The more we do this, the more they get onto public meeting. We did one here at the student center where they interacted with college students, and it turns out they were more ambitious and more outgoing than the college students. The college students ended up being more shy, which was a really cool experience because, again, our students would not have done something like this on their own or in a smaller group.
Let's talk about that for a second. What were they doing at the student center?
So I teach photography. So we set up two different studio lighting setups that kind of created a spotlight effect. So the only people that were visible in the giant cavern of the student center were those that were in the direct light. And once you were in the light, you'd hold a sign. We had dry erase boards, and they would write something about themselves, positive, whatever it may be, something they wanted the world to know. It was about educating each other about people you don't know. Just, hey, let's all get together and learn something. Let's meet new people.
So was the student's role in this, your student's role in this, that they were pulling people in to participate?
Yes, trying to. Okay. It turns out even college students are shy. Not all of them. that was the basic idea. And you know, they could also talk off camera. It wasn't just like, okay, we do this, and then you go on your way. Here's also seeing the student center. Some have been here, most haven't. This is the college, you know, just down the road. Let's kind of educate you on this too. So,
and what was the students' takeaway from that, and what was the discussion afterwards like?
Just, you know, first of, hey, we did that. That was cool. It wasn't nearly as terrifying as I thought it would be. It was fun. It was just mostly positive stuff like that, you know.
And Yen, what are you hearing? What's your experiential takeaway from this in the community? How is the community responding to this? What are we getting out of it?
The community has been so positive. And when we first wrote the grant, I really thought of it as we're going to help serve these students and teach them something they haven't learned before. And I, without sounding prescriptive, I thought we knew. We had an idea because we had worked with the students before. But what I have learned is that our students are actually serving the community because we're creating public artworks that are not typical. We are making people uncomfortable in a very curious and exciting way. And the photo imagery that comes out of it is, I think, really challenging to the artistic landscape around here. So I'm really excited about that our kids are actually producing and directing these.
And where did the pictures end up in that one, that student center project? Where do those, when you take all these pictures, where do they go?
They end up on ipsyfidelity.com. Okay. And we also have a Facebook and an Instagram page.
And do you have like an editing piece of that, or are the students taking those photos, they're processing them and working on them?
It's so right now, I mean, everything we do is digital. Because of the program I teach at the school, we have a good amount of digital cameras to use. They take the photos. We're getting to the point where we may have computers to edit on, but for right now, I can't incorporate that. That's more of a school issue than a, we don't need to go down that road right now.
We all know about school funding. That's okay. All right, but there was a component of it that they had to take the work that they created and process it and make it suitable for display.
Oh, yeah.
You know, all right. Tell me about another project. That one sounds really interesting. What was another example?
We did our first project with Ipsy District Library with their permission and knowledge. We went up into the second floor stacks of the Whitaker Road location, which is just really beautiful. It overlooks the woods and the tall windows. And we came in there dressed like what the kids call human highlighters because we're in fluorescent yellow. And we really turned heads when we walked in. But we did a full production where the kids were told to create loud imagery. That project was called Visual Sound. And they chased each other. They sang on microphones. They talked on the phone, rolling around on the ground. But this was all done, this whole production was done in whisper. So that was a really fun challenge.
And what was the takeaway from that? What were they supposed to be experiencing as part of participating in that?
We are always looking for ways to do unexpected things. So what would you not do in the library? All of the things we instructed them to do.
And this Thursday is actually going to be really cool. And they get to meet the violin monster. So he's going to stop by our classroom this Thursday after school. They actually don't know, so hopefully they're not listening.
Well, you know, it's about, you know, 8 o'clock on a Wednesday morning. I'm sure that either they're in school or they're listening to something besides public radio.
Yes, yes.
But there might be some cool kids at Ipsy School. I don't know. Maybe at Ipsy. I don't know.
I can speak about Red Rover because I was at that one.
Okay. What did you experience there?
So it was a little bit overcast and cool, but a bunch of the kids showed up. A few of them weren't there because there was the conflict with the robotics club, which is actually doing really well right now, Grizzly Robotics. But instead of the traditional Red Rover, when you call somebody over and they try to break through the hands and pull somebody back to their team, they would call you over and ask a personal question like, what do you think my shoe size is or what's my favorite color? And if they got the answer right, then they got to take somebody back with them to their team. So it was around the theme of breaking barriers, but it was also an opportunity to get to know one another, you know, and even though it was kind of a cool overcast day and it was in just a parking lot of the high school, there was a couple of high school kids that weren't involved in Wi-Fi that wandered over. And then there was a mother, a father, and a toddler that just showed up because they saw the invite on Facebook. And I think they were there because they knew there was going to be free ice cream. But, you know, hey, whatever gets them there, right?
Yeah, that sounds a lot better than the very violent version of Red Rover that we played when I was in elementary school, where it was kind of a divide and conquer kind of game. And mentioned that other students are seeing this. Are other students getting interested in participating when they see these projects happening?
They definitely are. The projects and the uniforms. The students will wear unfortunately, the folks at home can't see us, but we have...
Well, soon I won't be able to see either because my corneas are actively burning as I look at your sweatshirt. So
very bright sweatshirt and a long sleeve t-shirt if you don't want a sweatshirt, and a short sleeve t-shirt and a hat. So the kids have a full outfit. Anyone that joined gets the full outfit. They'll wear them, you know, even on off days. They like standing out. I mean, even though... Honestly, these are very quiet kids. They enjoy standing out. They're really good at this. They have a voice. They feel like a small community. We are Wi-Fi. It's starting to mean something to them. In the beginning, it was, okay, I'm here to get paid, kind of a deal.
And what is the overarching takeaway that you want students to, you know, when they leave high school, they're going to look back at this time. What is it that you want them to have experienced or taken away from doing this that's going to benefit their lives?
Courage and fearlessness. You know, trying new things, like, pretty much that, you know, just don't be scared. Don't wait for things to happen because they won't. Be open-minded.
Well, these are some of the soft skills, too, that employers are talking about that students these days aren't getting and don't have. You're putting them out there. You're forcing them to interact. I mean, not forcing them to do anything, but you're putting them in a place where they have to interact with other human beings. They have to do it with strangers, even. I mean, these are skills that are kind of diminishing as we move more into the digital age. So, and it sounds like you're mixing some of the digital stuff into this as well to make them a little more comfortable.
Yes. Every week when they come in, our first exercise is doing an introduction line. They line up face-to-face, and our wonderful EMU assistant, Leishanae Mack, she facilitates them doing an introduction. They shake hands, do eye contact. She asks them a series of questions. You know, who would you want to have dinner with, living or dead? Where would you travel and why right
now? The icebreakers.
We do the icebreakers, and we do them every week, and they're getting really good at it, where before they didn't want to do it at all.
Could they text it to each other maybe, or through Snapchat
or
something like that? Answer
that
a poll
great.
On Snapchat. Well, this sounds like a great project, and it sounds like you're doing 3 weeks of rehearsals or 3 weeks of work, and then you do a fourth week as an exposition. Is that kind of right? And you mentioned the website, ipsyfidelity.com?
Yes.
All right, so we can find out more about upcoming things, and we can follow you on Facebook as well. Is this going to go year-round, or does this just go when the school's in session? Or does it go until the grant runs out?
We are
all of the above. All right.
We are actually participating in Ann Arbor Summerfest as well. We are invited to participate. That will be July 3rd.
All right.
So we're working on what performance that will be.
I have a sneak preview, maybe a little hint of what you're going to be doing out there? Or maybe just what is it going to involve, basically? Not the specifics, but what should we be ready for, maybe?
There won't not be elephants.
All right. All right.
I may have made part of that up.
We will definitely not almost depend on that then. All right. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you out there. I think that's a great environment, too, for these students to get out into. I mean, thousands of complete strangers, many of from outside our community. So
don't tell them that right now. There's a few people that'll be there. That's all they have to know.
They've never been. They have no idea. We tried to show them the website, but none of our students have been to Summer Festival.
Well, there you go. Another experience that these students are going to have that they would not have had otherwise without this program. What's your Facebook page? What is it? What are you on? It says in Facebook.
It's facebook.com/ Ipsy Fidelity.
Okay. All right. We'll look for Ipsy Fidelity. We'll find you.
Yes.
All right. We'll make sure to link over to, and I'm sure you probably have it linked in the story as well. Hey, thank you so much for doing this. Thanks for being, you know, part of these students' lives and bringing this program to them and helping them get out and experience a new way of looking at art. That's really cool. And doing it in a way that interacts with our community, also a very worthy task. So, and thanks for bringing in your Dayglow sweatshirts.
thanks for having us.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Sarah, do you have lots of pictures of people wearing bright yellow sweatshirts?
Oh yeah, Doug Coombe came to the Red Rover event and got them in all their fluorescent yellow sweatshirts.
So you can experience it firsthand by looking at it at Concentrate Media. Thanks so much for bringing us this. I know you talked a little bit about the Red Rover thing, but what was your big takeaway from watching these students work on this project? What were you seeing?
Well, I just thought it was interesting. I've experienced this in my own life with friends that people who are kind of shy and reserved, you wouldn't think that they would benefit from the performing arts like, you know, dance and stage productions. But then you see them try it and they bloom. And I could kind of see this going on with the kids. A lot of these kids aren't involved in a lot of extracurricular stuff, or at least not highly social stuff. And you can tell that it's pulling some of them out of their shell and teaching them to be better at public speaking and interacting with strangers. And so I think that's awesome.
Important skills to have in this life. All right. Thank you so much. We will find you at concentratemedia.com, and we will talk to you again next week as part of On the Ground Ipsy on 89.1 WEMU FM and HD1 Ypsilanti.